Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
As we discuss the cloud and the sea, I'd like to lead with two examples. One is literal, the other is figurative. This past spring, when we planted our garden, the sun pierced our bodies as we bent over the soil. Then, every so often, a coolness enveloped us. Why? Well, clouds moved in. Subsequently, their shadow covered us from the hot sun. It was quite pleasant. I'm sure you've had a similar experience. That was the literal example. Now I'd like to consider a figurative second example. You pursue forward movement in some endeavor, yet you continually find roadblocks and barriers that work against you. A sea of obstacles prevents progress. So your goal awaits your arrival from a distance. This happens often in life. Clearly, there's a need for cover and a path through in daily life. So let's dissect the idea of under the cloud and through the sea. First, I suggest check out our initial content that launched Scripture Dissection Materials. Tear into it. That article explains how and why we introduce scripture dissection exercises periodically. Now look up 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 and 2 in your Bible. I'm going to read these two verses to you. Here we go. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Okay, those are the verses. Now let's go through a bullet list of these verses and the concepts that we'll discuss. The first phrase, for I do not want you to be unaware. Second phrase, brothers and sisters. Third, that our fathers were all under the cloud. And fourth phrase, all passed through the sea. And then the fifth phrase, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. That's what we're going to talk about today. What an interesting scripture. Oddly, it almost seems written in code. Incidentally, how does such a passage apply to modern people, you and me? Well, let's tear into it. Under the cloud and through the sea. There are always four categories we explore in scripture dissection. First, what does it say? Second, what does it mean? Third, make it personal. And fourth, make a commitment. So let's start with what does it say? As we sometimes do, let's tear into each of those phrases. The first one was, for I do not want you to be unaware. First, doesn't it catch your attention when a person prefaces what they say with, I don't want you to be unaware? In other words, I want you to be up to speed, not surprised. Plus, I don't want you to miss out on this. Second, how helpful. God wants you to be up to date with your current times. Subsequently, Scripture alerts you to important principles so you don't miss the good He wants to weave into each day. So that's just a little bit of a look at what that phrase says. For I do not want you to be unaware. The second phrase was simply brothers and sisters. This phrase speaks to God's family. Essentially, every believer is a part of a bigger group, bound together in Christ. Consequently, you have a father and lots of brothers and sisters. Everyone in Christ forms a unique family. The next phrase, that our fathers were all under the cloud. Generations of the Israelites are literally covered with a cloud against heat and drudgery as they trek through the wilderness for 40 years. God provides this protection. Plus, their clothes and shoes don't even wear out. Check out Deuteronomy 29, verse 5. How many clothes do you have, or shoes, that have not worn out for 40 years? Think about it. 40 years. The next phrase, all passed through the sea. Of course, we remember the Red Sea with the famous escape from Egypt, but we also remember the swollen Jordan River as a barrier to the Promised Land. Nevertheless, God miraculously opens a way through both formidable barriers. The Egypt crossing is to save their skin. In fact, as Pharaoh's army closes in, chasing them, they have nowhere to go. The Jordan crossing occurs after wandering 40 years. Finally, they pass through the sea. Essentially, with God's involvement, they beat the odds and progress toward their goal. And then the last phrase, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. What an interesting phrase. Apparently, our fathers are immersed into the same defining purpose God gives Moses, their leader. Interestingly, it comes through the cloud and the sea. In other words, through the covering and through the obstacles. So a common thread through generations is being baptized into trusting God while accepting His covering and addressing hardships. Somehow, cloud and sea are part of it. Okay, that was a delve into what does it say. Now we'll go into what does it mean. Let's take each phrase again and explore the meaning behind each one. First phrase, for I don't want you to be unaware. So much happens every day. Increasingly, it's important to be well-informed, otherwise you miss things. Interestingly, God uses Scripture to help inform you how to live a healthy life. Plus, He gives you the inside scoop into eternal matters. So you don't have to miss a thing if you stay connected to God and His Word. All right, the second phrase, brothers and sisters, what does it mean? Have you considered your bigger family? Incidentally, this group helps when you struggle with loneliness or discouragement. You're included. Undeservedly, God is Father. Plus, you have brothers and sisters. Simply put, you belong. Next phrase, that our fathers were all under the cloud. Our fathers. Well, basically, it's those who come before us. Notably, they're under cover, cloud cover, which is some kind of protection. Since this is true of our fathers, you can conclude it goes forward to be true for you. Dependably, God offers covering, protection, provision. In summary, it's a tangible reminder He is with you. The next phrase, all passed through the sea. Just as the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea to escape Pharaoh and through the Jordan to get to the Promised Land, you pass through impossible challenges, specifically to get through difficulties or to get to various goals. Often, you strive to pursue your life purpose. Incidentally, the sea of obstacles can seem overwhelming sometimes. Let's look at that final phrase and find out what that phrase means. And that is, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Second to the throne in Egypt, Moses likely goes through an identity crisis. After all, he leaves Egypt in shame after killing an Egyptian for beating a fellow Israelite. Eventually, at 40 years old, Moses now identifies with God's people more than his Pharaoh family. Moses learns critical lessons caring for flocks in a wilderness. Incidentally, this lasts another 40 years. Equally, he's baptized into humility and serving. So yesterday's lofty position in Egypt morphs into identity with regular people who work to stay alive. Additionally, he learns to wait on God. Now let's look at the third category we always look at. Make it personal. We're going to look for God's messages for you by looking at each of the phrases again. First one, for I do not want you to be unaware. You live in troubled times. Global upheaval fills the news. God wants you to be up to date with current times. Additionally, he intends to help you process what's happening from his perspective. Plus, he doesn't want you to miss out on good from his hand each day. Through Jesus, you have hope, peace, and joy. He's already in tomorrow. Subsequently, you can go forward knowing he will never leave you. And that's a personal message for you. So now, what's the personal message with the second phrase, brothers and sisters? No matter what your family situation, you have God's family. Strategically, you can seek out ways to build those relationships. Basically, serve others and receive help. Then creatively pursue fellowship. Simply put, you're not alone. Plus, God is your dearest friend. All right, what's the personal message in the next phrase? That our fathers were all under the cloud. You need protection as you live each day. And incidentally, that includes protection of your thoughts and perspective. In difficult times, it's easy to slip into discouragement and even sin. So, get under and stay under God's cloud covering. Remember, he's with you no matter where you go or what you're going through. How about the phrase, all passed through the sea? What's in that phrase that can be applied to your life? What barrier is in front of you? Is something standing in the way of spiritual, emotional, relational, or physical progress? Perhaps it's time to embrace faith in God. Only he can open a path through your sea of difficulties. Basically, God wants to help you. Will you let him? And then the final phrase, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. So some personal thoughts. As you go through sorrow or overwhelming challenges, maybe you're facing a bad pattern, painful relationships, and maybe even impossible forward movement. You have faced various scenarios, just as I have. What is God baptizing you into? Like Moses, he's baptizing you into humility and serving and learning to wait on God. Remarkably, God is more concerned about your growth in Christ-like character than whether you have an easy life. The fourth category we always look at is to make a commitment. This includes the application, thoughts, and questions. So here we go. Number one, how aware are you about global affairs? Equally, about God's principles. Second question, do you enjoy God's family? Strategically, when you're lonely or discouraged, how can you spend time with his family? Be creative as you consider options. Third, even if you can't connect with others, do you remember God is always with you? Do you turn to him first? How will you prove that you trust God? Number four, what do you need protection from? You know, you are hidden with Christ in God, which is from Colossians 3:3, and under the shelter of God's cloud, you can solve daily problems and address struggles and losses. Are you staying hidden with Christ in God? Number 5, what barriers prevent your progress towards goals? What blocks you from knowing God more intimately? Are you angry with Him or disappointed in others? Do you feel unworthy? Number 6, what baptism is God taking you through? And what character does God want to form in your life? Number 7, and the final question, if you were to mark where you are on a number line of 1 through 10, where would you put yourself in humility, in serving, and in waiting, especially waiting on God? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.